Driving back to Algiers from the villa, Frank Chandler and the Regents come upon a native lying in the road, apparently badly injured. He proves to be the decoy for a band of robbers. The marauders demand money, and also the motor car in which to escape. Chandler terrifies them into running away. Suddenly, the native whispers to Chandler a summons to come to the ancient ruin of Kubla El Rumia at the rising of the moon. The present act opens at the ruin several hours later.
Chandu, the magician.
Thou hast come at last, Chandu.
I thought you said at the rising of the moon, Kabil. And the moon is not yet above the horizon.
It is true, Chandu. And I ask thy pardon. But for an hour I have feared the messenger I sent had not been worthy of my trust.
Yes. He delivered your message. He must have been very skillful to have made those ruffians think he was one of them.
He is the son of my son, Chandu. And more I cannot say.
He has done well, Kabil.
He has but fulfilled his oath, Chandu. Thou art wondering why I chose to meet thee in this desolate place?
Of course not. I knew we must meet somewhere in the hills. But isn't it safe to build a small fire? You're cold.
I am old, my son. And the wind from the mountains is like ice.
Let's build a small fire. I know a place in a corner of this ruin here, on the other side, where it won't be seen 10 feet away.
Thou knowest this ruin, Chandu?
Oh, yes. This is the place where my brother-in-law, Robert Regent, was imprisoned for so many years.
It is true. But no man shall descend below the entrance again.
You mean because of the water?
No, my son. The water has receded again into the earth.
Has it indeed?
Of a truth. But for the reason thou knowest, no man may enter its doorway.
I understand. Come, let's build a fire, and you shall tell me why you sent for me. Around this corner we'll be out of the wind, and no one can see the fire. Here.
Have the brothers taught thee the way to make fire in the ancient way, Chandu?
No. In India, I've seen my teacher do it. But the secret is not yet mine.
It is given me to teach thee this before I go to be the guardian of the inner veil. Watch my hands, my son, that this secret may be thine. I draw upon the earth the ancient symbols of the East. And in the name of the 3 times 3, I call upon the source of fire to send me flame to warm this desert place. You see, my son, the power of the ancient incantation is not lost.
You are wise, beyond human knowledge, Kabil.
My son, thy name, Chandu, is well deserved.
You know, then, it was given me by my teacher in India?
Thou hast spoken, and thou shalt tell me of thy work.
You mean here in Algiers?
I mean thy work since first thou listened to thy teacher, the yogi.
Oh. You have information that is connected with my work in some way?
When thou hast told me, I will answer thee.
There's very little to tell. You know, of course, that after the war I went first to Egypt and then to India.
So that for what men call 10 years, thy studies were continued.
Yes. And then one day on the yogi's houseboat on Dal Lake, I looked with him into the crystal and saw the danger threatened my sister and her family in America. The yogi had told me I was soon to return to California, and that danger brought it about. You know of my sister's husband, Robert Regent.
Only that he has discovered secrets lost since the ancient days.
Oh, I don't mean that. You know the man who called himself Roxor had my sister's husband imprisoned in this ruin for 13 years, while he sought to learn a priceless secret.
Of a truth, I know his heart was black.
My sister and her children came over to Egypt with me, and we searched for him for months. And finally found him in Malta.
And it was then that thou made thy way again to India?
I went to see my teacher, who was in Tibet. And he sent me to Mantovania.
And in Mantovania, where thou hast brought the ruin of plotters against the king, Thou hast known the prince?
Nicholas? Yes. Yes, we know him well. He's in Algiers now. For some reason, he enlisted in the Foreign Legion and was wounded when the tribesmen attacked Raj. Is it of him you wanted to speak?
I wish to test thee in thy wisdom. And this, in ways thou knowest not, I have done. And now, tell me this. Before the night has passed, thou must speak with Nicholas of Montebania.
Tonight? But he's lying wounded in the military hospital. Must it be tonight?
Thy work in Algiers may be ended if thou canst speak with him tonight.
And am I to say I have been sent to see him?
The way will be open, my son. And now, farewell.
I shall not see you again?
No, Chandu. My work is done. My son wilt thou see, and El-Hayed, his son. But tonight, I tell thee, farewell.
Goodbye, then. I'll go back to Algiers at once.
Mr. Chandler!
I don't wonder you're surprised, Nicholas. It's hardly what you would call visiting hours, is it?
I've been wishing you'd come and see me. And anyway, I can't sleep.
Oh, that's why they moved you into this room alone, is it?
Oh, no, that's not it. At least I think not. I don't know why they did it. Suddenly they came this afternoon and moved me in here without an explanation. It's rather nice, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Perhaps they found out who you really are.
That would make no difference to these Legion chaps. One man is just like another to them. How did you get in at this hour? It must be nearly midnight.
I had to get special permission, of course. They told me you'd been asking for me.
Yeah. I've been wanting to talk to you.
Is there something on your mind? Betty said you looked worried when she was here yesterday.
Why, I can't hide it, even from her. Oh, I wish I knew what to do.
Would you like to tell me about it?
Well, I don't know whether I should or not. I thought for a moment when you came in the door, you might know about it already and might be able to help me.
You're in trouble of some sort?
Well, no. At least not the ordinary sort of trouble.
Is it something about the attack on the village of Raj?
Why, yes. Yes, it is. You mean you do know about it?
Come now, don't excite yourself needlessly. Tell me what's troubling you and let's see if I can help you.
It's awfully good of you to take so much interest in me.
Nothing of the sort. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's this. I think I have some important information about the attack on Raj. If I could only remember what it is.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, you see, I knew you'd think it was ridiculous, but I can't help it.
Go on. Tell me the rest of it. Why is it you think you know this?
Because it was something I heard just after I was wounded. You know, my company was set up to reinforce the garrison at Raj. But after we'd been there only a short time, an order came for us to withdraw and defend another small village nearby. You know where it is?
Yes, of course. Go on.
It was while we were leaving Raj that I was wounded. As I was lying on the ground, two of those tribesmen came along and they were robbing the men that had been killed. They thought I was dead. And they took everything I had in my pocket.
And you heard them talking while they were robbing you?
Yes. I was only half conscious. And I think the note was very important for me to hear what they said. And still, I couldn't understand it all. I do know this. The order for us to withdraw to the other village was a forgery.
Have you said anything about this to your company commander or anyone else?
No, because I really had nothing definite to tell him.
But you heard more than this, didn't you?
Yes, but I can't remember enough of it to make it worth anything. I lie here all day trying to make myself recall what it was. Can't you see how I feel? If that order was a forgery, there's a man somewhere in our own ranks that's passing information to the tribesmen.
Nicholas,
and I...
Stop. No wonder your temperature's gone up, and the doctors can't understand why you don't recover more quickly. You must stop worrying about it.
Oh, how can I help worrying? Hundreds of legionnaires may be killed because I can't remember.
You must stop. Let me see if I can help you.
Oh, do you think you could?
It's possible. Now, let's think about it quietly. First, you heard these men say the order to withdraw from Raj was a forgery. Is that it?
Yes, and then I...
Did you hear them mention any name that might help us find the man that was responsible for the order?
I heard two names. The first one was one of those native names that, well, it might have been anything. I keep saying them over and over to myself. You know how many there are alike over here. Mustafa, Abdullah, Yusuf.
Not Ben Yusuf.
No. Well, that doesn't seem right, Mama.
Might it have been Ismail?
I don't know. I think it was. I think it was Ismail.
Quiet now. We may be on the track of something at last. Try to think what it was they said about Ismail.
Oh, yes. I can almost remember. It was something about information that had been given to Ismail by someone else. And that's the other name I can't remember.
Another native name?
Well, it seems to me it was a very familiar name, but not Arabian. Oh, why can't I think of it?
Never mind now. Can you think what it was they said?
Oh, I can almost remember. I know Ismail was to meet this other man somewhere and get further instructions. Oh, if I could only remember where.
Think. Where was it he was going to meet this man?
It was some place I had never heard of and... No, I can't remember.
Did they say at the villa? Could that have been it?
The villa? The villa? Why, yes! You mean you know where it is? Do you really? Oh, Mr. Chandler.
That's fine. Yes, I know where it is.
Oh.
Now, one more thing. Who was it he was going to meet there?
Why, I...
Don't get excited now. Think.
I am thinking. Well, sometimes I can almost remember. And it's a name I know. I know it is. And then it's gone, and I can't think of it. No, I can't. I can't. It's almost as if someone were deliberately willing me not to remember.
Steady now. Try again. Who was it he was to meet at the villa?
Oh, I tell you, it's no use. He won't let me. He won't let me remember. It's driving me mad, I tell you.